So this is Anna Swartout with
Judy Wingenroth
for the Queens of Slippery Rock Oral History Project. So before we begin, can we know your majors, minors, and your hometown?
Yes, I was an elementary ed major with a geography minor, and I was from Portview, which was a suburb of McKeesport. I graduated from McKeesport High School.
What other activities were you involved in at Slippery Rock?
I was the president of my dorm my freshman year, which was Fairview Hall then, believe it or not. I was in the Women's Senate because of that. I was an RA for 2 years, my sophomore year at Summit and my junior year at Rhodes. I was in the Newman Club, and I was a member of the Tri Sigma sorority. I was on the orientation committee as well.
That's awesome. What did at homecoming mean to you then, and what does it mean to you now?
Well, I was a sophomore when I was the homecoming queen, and there had never been a sophomore before. So I was stunned to win, first of all. I never expected to win. It meant so much to me. It gave me a lot of self-esteem, I think. It meant a lot to me then, but I think all through the years it's meant so much to me. Like, even times of, like, if I would be down and, you know, looking back on my life about certain things or whatever, it's always been a bright, shining moment to me, because I so appreciated the fact that my peers, like, elected me and thought something special of me. So I think it was very, very good for self-esteem, and, you know, to this very day, it's one of my favorite memories of my life, really.
Awesome. What made you decide to run for homecoming queen? Especially that young.
I didn't decide to run. It was different in those days. And I have a letter that I'm giving you today.
Okay.
And you'll be able to read about it. But in those days, it was very different. Every class had a meeting the week before homecoming or so. It was about a week before. And so the sophomore class had a meeting. We were in a little auditorium. I don't remember if it was in McKay or where it was, but it was an auditorium. And so it was posted on campus as to when this meeting was. And I went to the meeting, you know, just to hear about it and, like, to, you know, see who was going to be nominated or whatever. And when somebody nominated me, I truly was shocked. You know, I was not expecting it. And then I can't exactly remember if they voted there. I think that's what happened. There were maybe four or five people nominated. And at the end, you know, they had I think you had to put your head down maybe, and they had a show of hands or something. And then when I found out I won, I mean, I really, really was surprised. So, you know, that was very nice. So each class did the same thing. So there were four nominees. So your class nominated you. And that's what made it so special, is that to think that other people thought something of you. It wasn't like a beauty contest. I wasn't beautiful. It wasn't like, you know, that's why you won. I think people, like, voted for people that they, you know, wanted to be friends with or whatever. So, so there were four of us nominated, and then I think it was the following week, they took our pictures, and my picture's up on the table. You'll have to see
yeah,
later.
Yeah, we will, definitely.
Up there. They had it in front of the ballot box, so there were four pictures there. So during, I don't know how many days worth of voting there was in a student union, which was in North Hall at that time, people put their, you know, votes in. Then the Friday night before homecoming, there was a big bonfire, like there probably still is.
Yeah.
A pep rally at Thompson Field. And we were sitting on a little stage, a little platform, and somewhere during that bonfire, they announced who won. And I remember sitting there thinking, oh, like, you know, there's no way I'm going to win, because I saw a senior usually won, and sometimes I guess a junior won. So when they announced my name, honestly, I think everybody was surprised, and I was the most surprised. So
that's
yes.
Awesome, though. Did you guys campaign at all then, or
no,
was it just kind of like...
Not in the least. It was exactly as I described it to
yeah,
you. Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, real quick.
But you know, when I lived in a freshman dorm, I was an RA that year, and I think, like, those girls liked me. I was their RA. I was their friend. And I don't know if I was on the orientation committee that year or the next year. I think it was my junior year that I was on it. But anyway, you know, so it was, but I knew everybody and I liked lots of people, so.
Definitely. Were there any stigmas around, like, the homecoming queen
no,
thing that you heard?
It was very different then. It was very innocent compared to what later would be. Yes, it was very innocent, and I think... You know, it was fun. It really it was. So
that's awesome, though. Right. So you said you won. Why do you think you won?
I think I won because I truly, genuinely liked other people. I was respectful, I think, of other people. You know, we said hi to everybody, and they always said hi back. I think just because I cared, and I loved Slippery Rock. I really did. I loved it then. I loved it before then, after then. Both of my daughters went here. I met my husband here, you know, so Slippery Rock meant a lot to me.
What did your family think of you winning?
Well, you know what, I described that in here. My father was an immigrant from Slovakia, from Czechoslovakia then. That was the name of the country at that time. And my mother was the daughter of immigrants from Czechoslovakia as well. And just like now, people that are like first generation of immigrants, you want to do your best, like in whatever you do. You want to make your family proud of you. So my family was very proud. They really were. They were proud that I went to college to start with, but then, you know, to have won. And one memory I have is there was a picture in the Post Gazette then. It was, I don't know if it was the Pittsburgh Press, I think. It's not in print anymore. Now it's the Post Gazette. But there was a picture that they actually put in there of the Slippery Rock homecoming queen, and a distant relative of mine that lived in Manesson, who was also the daughter of immigrants, contacted my family, and they were all excited, so they were very proud.
Well, I'm sure. That's awesome. How did your college experience change once you became homecoming queen?
Do you know what? It was good before that. It was good after. I mean, everybody was just, you know, I had a positive experience, I think. I think I felt like I was the same person before and the same person after. I just liked people. I had a lot of friends.
So. That's awesome, though. Did it have any effects after college, and does it still?
You know what? I think it does. It means a lot to my children. It was funny over the years. My one daughter's going to be here today. The other one couldn't come. But and my son's in the West. But yes, it always meant a lot to me. It really did. It was just one of those things that I never got great honors as a teacher, but my honors came from the parents' notes that I got. I taught kindergarten, you know, so it wasn't like I won lots of things in my lifetime, but I feel like my it was just probably what the greatest honor I ever had was to have been Slippery Rock's homecoming queen.
Awesome. Have you come back for a lot of different homecomings?
Many, many. Both my daughters went here. One was here from 88 to 92. The other was here from 96 to 2000. So I was here with all of them. And also, I was Mrs. Yortz's first RA. She was the last house mother in the State University, State College system. She was at Summit 2 or 3 years, and then she was at North Hall for 22 years or 23 years. And North Hall Lounge is named after her. You might not ever hear her name now, but she was just a fabulous person. So over the years, even before my daughters came and after, I would come back and visit her. So in 1989 or 90, they dedicated North Hall Lounge to her, and I came back and they asked me to give a talk about Mrs. Yortz and my memories of her. So
that's awesome. Would you be more inclined to come back if there was not a ceremony or just something recognizing the different homecoming queens?
You know what? I would always come for anything. I would be just because I love Slippery Rock. I feel like when I come back here, I'm myself again, whatever that person is,
oh,
or whoever
awesome.
That person is.
Yes, thank you so much for talking with us.